Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to segment three of program one of The Bigger Picture. It is what it is. And believe me, when I review the state of the world today and even our country and our culture, I shake my head and just say, you know, it is what it is. I want to read a couple of extracts now from a paper that I wrote a long time ago that says, Why I Believe the Foolishness That I Believe. And I'm addressing this to my sisters in Christ, those ladies out there who have impacted my life so greatly. Well, there's obviously the world's most powerful woman who I love beyond life itself, who's hasn't been feeling so well of late, and just a function of our marking the passage of time. And Nurse Gimpy, she knows who she is, who actually is the reason I'm speaking as I am today about this particular program, and will for the next three programs. It is her life force and her assistance to me that is appreciated greatly. It's pushing me further. But there was an odd event yesterday that I'm going to tell you about in this segment of the show after I read the following statement. I have now come to the point in my life wherein of an absolute certitude I know what I know. All that I now do is firmly based in the bedrock of truth that underpins my faith and actively shapes my worldview as well as my subsequent actions. It will not henceforth change. It can't. I've now come to the point in my life wherein of a convincing certitude I know that my time on this earth is growing very short. I've now come to the point in my life wherein of a decent certitude. I know that my earthly body is about worn out and is presently breaking itself down at a rate that is not linear as when I was younger, but has recently become rather exponential in its decline. I have now come to the point in my life wherein, because the spirit within me says so, thereby making it a certitude, I am to expect the Lord Jesus Christ to return, and soon. And I have now come to the point in life wherein of another absolute certitude, I know that I am just an average Joe of no greater or lesser importance than the next person, but that an average Joe is exactly who God chooses to do his kingdom's work. And I've now come to the point of my life wherein, with life-directing certitude, I know that my experience in the Air Force as a pilot, operations officer, rather unique, and that Father God himself sent me where he sent me to meet people with whom he had ordained for me to interact in places and circumstances that caused whole passages of Scripture to jump out at me from the pages upon which they were written. I hope you understand that that gives me a crushing burden to bear, to know I have something to say, to be compelled in my spirit to declare it, and then to realize just how average I am. And that's the extent that I'm going to read. Now, here's how that applies to my sisters. Nurse Gimpy said she often relates to me as a father, and she has come to trust what I tell her, which is wonderful. She was a classmate in high school. Wonderful gal, good friend of mine and of Cindy's, because she attended lovingly to my wife's sister in her final hours. But here's the point that I would desperately like to get across. Yes, America is in a dire circumstance. But it is difficult to explain that to people. Yesterday, when I was en route up here to do a program, I stopped at McDonald's and had a breakfast. And as I was sitting there, a woman about my age, who turned out to be my peer, approached me very furtively and said, Sir, may I sit with you? And I welcomed the company, and she, very nice, well-dressed, polite, dignified lady, who turned out to be 1 year younger than I am, a younger woman. And we had a nice conversation that actually turned into such a long conversation that I didn't make it up here to record the program yesterday as I had planned. But that meeting was providential from the point of view that, as we discussed, I began to realize she was interested in what I had to say. And so in the considerable time we spent together in that McDonald's, Patricia listened carefully as I gave her a condensed version of what I have said in 34 programs on WCGA AM 1100, and will continue to speak for the time that's remaining. A few times I saw her eyes water, but she listened attentively as I went over point after point after point, as the Holy Spirit brought it to my spirit. And then it was time to go. I had to call Wes and say, I'm going to be late, and which time he said, don't bother, because if we got another appointment, let's do it tomorrow, which is why I'm here today on this Friday. But as I went, I said, Patricia, may I just have you make a statement to Nurse Gimpy, for reasons I won't go into for lack of time, on my cell phone video? And she said, well, Woody, I'd be happy to do that. So I keyed it up, and I said, I'm here with a wonderful lady that I just happened to bump into this morning at McDonald's. We've had a wonderful conversation, and I want this wonderful lady to just say hello to Nurse Gimpy. Go ahead, Pat. Tell Nurse Gimpy hello. And she began with a narrative that touched my heart. I had no idea that Patricia was going to say what she said. But the key point was, I met a man today I didn't know. I listened to him carefully, and I heard truth in his story. I heard real truth in his story. And if everybody else would listen carefully to what this man has said, well, we'd be better off. A woman, when my audience is usually male, got it. I'm grateful for Patricia as I'm grateful for Nurse Gimpy. Join us, please, for segment 4 of the program. God bless you.